Studies and Exercises in Formal Logic. Introduction. 1. The General Character of Logic. Logic may be defined as the science which investigates the general principles of valid thought. Its object is to discuss the characteristics of judgments, regarded not as psychological phenomena, but as expressing our knowledge and beliefs, and in particular, it seeks to determine the conditions under which we are justified in passing from given judgments to other judgments that follow from them. As thus defined, logic has in view an ideal. It is concerned fundamentally with how we ought to think, and only indirectly and as a means to an end with how we actually think. It may accordingly be described as a normative or regulative science. This character it possesses in common with ethics and aesthetics. These three branches of knowledge, all of them based on psychology, form a unique trio to be distinguished from positive sciences on one hand and from practical arts on the other. It may be said roughly that they are concerned with the ideal in the domains of thought, action, and feeling respectively. Logic seeks to determine the general principles of valid thought, ethics the general principles of right conduct, aesthetics the general principles of correct taste. 2. Formal logic. As regards the scope of logic, one of the principal questions ordinarily raised is whether the science is formal or material, subjective or objective, concerned with thoughts or with things. It is usual to say that logic is formal, insofar as it is concerned merely with the form of thought, that is, with our manner of thinking, irrespective of the particular objects about which we are thinking, and that it is material insofar as regards as fundamental the objective of reference of our thought, and recognizes as of central importance the differences existing in the objects themselves about which we think. Logic is certainly formal, or at any rate, non-material, in the sense that it cannot guarantee the actual objective or material truth of any particular conclusions. Moreover, any valid reasoning whatsoever must conform to some definite type, or, in other words, must be reducible to some determinate form, and one of the main objects of logic is by abstraction to discover what are the various types or forms to which all valid reasoning may be reduced. But, on the other hand, it is essential that logic should recognize an objective reference in every judgment, that is, a reference outside of the state of mind which constitutes the judgment itself. Apart from this, as we shall endeavor to shew in more detail later on, the true nature of judgment cannot be understood. It is, moreover, possible for logic to examine and formulate certain general conditions which must be satisfied if our thoughts and judgments are to have objective validity, and the science may recognize and discuss certain general presuppositions relating to external nature which are involved in passing from particular facts of observation to general laws.